We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What I thought you were going to bring up is all the stuff his kid was saying on Twitter last night.
Well, that's
night.
The other thing. Yeah. So Herschel Walker comes out, releases a statement, and says this is all false and this is crazy, and I'm going to sue the Daily Beast, and I'm doing it tomorrow morning. Well, you know, it's what time is it? 5 o'clock?
Yeah.
He hasn't sued anybody yet. People threaten to sue newspapers and media outlets all the time. They rarely do it. And yeah, I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying he said he was doing it this morning, and he hasn't done it yet. But his son also jumped in social media and said every single one of us in this family told him not to run for Senate because we knew about his past and his secrets. And he decided to run anyway, and now here we are. I'm done. So you've got a woman with evidence saying this happened. You've got his son basically saying, my dad's a hypocrite with a lot of skeletons. And now we wait to see how Georgia votes on this. And, like, he still might win.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing some stuff that suggests that he might really win, yeah.
Like, the bullet points on him now are he's had several love children that he didn't publicly acknowledge until forced to do so. He's allegedly held a gun to his ex-wife's head, and now he's allegedly paid for a woman's abortion as a pro-life candidate. That should be a disqualifier.
I mean...
Like, let me be clear. I don't care if you have an abortion or not. I'm pro-choice, and so I leave that up to you. But if you're going to be pro-life, you need to be about that life, right?
Yes.
If you're going to be banging, and if you're going to be in a position to literally pass laws in this country, and you're pro-life, then you should be about that life. You shouldn't be a hypocrite.
Agreed.
And that should be, a disqualification. But with the way politics works in 2022, and has been for a while, it probably won't be a disqualification. It'll probably be a tight race no matter what. And despite all of this and his family really having problems with him, it won't shock anybody if Herschel Walker wins that Senate seat. Crazy, all things considered, as that might sound. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. I was listening to your Herschel stuff. That's wild. It's you got to kind of admire, though, the people who would vote for him. Because in the end, they don't care that he's a hypocrite. They're just counting votes, you know?
They don't care that he is seemingly stupid, wildly unqualified, and a total weirdo
and a hypocrite and everything else, because he will vote the right way, you know? And if you're Mitch McConnell, like, don't you just want the right number of votes? The truth of the matter is, if we're being honest about this, the evangelicals voted in mass for a president who would grab you by the pee, right? And they overturned Roe because of it. You know, they got what they wanted. You know what I mean? Like, it's muscle politics. It's, we don't really care what Herschel, like, whatever. He's going to vote the right way.
Well, that's like Ben and I were talking in between the breaks off air, and he was like, it's wild that he might win. And I was like, well, though, if you are a Republican voter who is going to vote for him in Georgia, the way you rationalize it is more or less just what you said. Like, hey, listen, I know Herschel Walker's ridiculous and a hypocrite and unqualified and embarrassing, but he's also a vote. And he could be the thing that allows us to control the Senate, and therefore it's worth doing.
And honestly, if it were the other way, like if there were a just ridiculous Democrat candidate, I make no bones about where my politics are now, and the Tennessee for some reason, you know, it was a close race. And we're living in a fantasy land here, GP, but go with me for a minute.
Yes.
And it was a close race, and it was just some preposterously unqualified, moronic candidate who happened to play football for the Titans once or something, or play basketball for the Grizzlies. And would I vote for that person over a – yes, over a principled person who had diametrically different views than mine? Yeah, I would. I would.
I'm not sure I would. I would not.
It's ridiculous that that person gets nominated. The ridiculous thing is why are there so many morons getting nominated that you're forced into that choice? You know, there should be, and there are, good principled people who believe, you know, the set of things basically that, I mean, the same things that Herschel Walker is supposed to believe, you know. And why the hell are we nominating crazy people now? I don't get that.
Well, that's the thing. There's like there are good. There's got to be good Republican candidates in Georgia. Like people I would fundamentally disagree with, but they're at least like sensible when they're arguing their points. They know what they're talking about, whether I agree with them or not. Like, how does somebody like that? Not,
well, we
like,
just saw that in New Hampshire. New Hampshire had a crazy damn Republican candidate for Senate and a. And a reasonable one, and the reasonable one might well have won, and they nominated the crazy one, like because a lot of the crazy one it comes down to are you willing to? Here's the truth: if the litmus test is are you willing to say the election was stolen, right? If that's the litmus test, the only people who can pass that litmus test are the crazy ones. And that's now the litmus test as long as Trump is holding power in that party. And so that's why you're getting so many crazy ones. Honestly, that's why.
Oh, it is like undeniable like that the people in his own party who tried to take him on basically got ran out.
They all got vanquished. They just got vanquished, yeah. Yeah, it looked like once upon a time, like right after the attack on the Capitol, and like, oh man, this is going to be bad. This is going to be a repudiation for all. It's not. It has not been. And so now again, that's the litmus test. You got to be willing to say that the election was stolen, and that means you're crazy if you're willing to say that. You know, Mitch McConnell doesn't say that. You know, so. It's only the crazy ones that say that, and so that's why you're getting crazy ones. And so, but I, if I'm a Republican and I'm a principled Republican, I believe in these things. I'm not sure that I don't vote for her. I bemoan the fact that the condition of my party that we have such crappy ass candidates as Mitch McConnell has bemoaned. But I still might vote that way. Like by voting that way, they got a 6-3 Supreme Court that's just going to have a field day this year with deregulating everything.
Like I might vote if the left ran somebody as ridiculous as Herschel Walker, right. And my options were that or the other side. I might, but I'd like to think I'd just say, you know what? Until my party can, I'm gonna sit this one out. I'm just like until my party can nominate somebody reasonable.
GP, hey, it came down to you, and GP, you get to cast the deciding vote here. You'd sit it out.
I think at that point you might play the long game. You know. Like if it was literally up to me, you might have to play the long game and just say this guy's ridiculous, but this is better than the alternative. And I again, that's how you rationalize it if you're on that side.
Who cares about personal ridiculousness as much as what way he's going to vote? Really, I mean, this isn't for the president either, right? a senator's just a vote, really, in the end. Whereas the president, like, that's a little different. Like, the president is the person who's making the decision as to whether you're going to, you know, blow off nuclear weapons or something, and is leading the country, and is, you know. And so there, I might actually, I don't think I would vote for a total lunatic presidential candidate with my particular set of policy issues. But for Senate, yeah, I just want the vote.
Like, they voted for an alleged pedophile in Alabama. Like, I'd have had a hard time with that one, you know? But, like, he almost won.
Yeah. Yeah. And they got Tommy Tuberville now.
What a wild country.
What a wild country.
And now we're about to lose Tom Brady and Giselle.
You know, I have theories on this. And before this happened today, I was absolutely of the opinion, this is not about football. It's just not. You're willing to walk away from Giselle and your marriage because the marriage sucks, and so therefore you're willing to go play football. I don't believe they're madly in love and everything's great, but it's only because he's decided to go back and play football. I just don't believe it.
Well, because if
there
it was that
problems in the marriage, and they might be reflected in his choice to play football and everything else, their disagreements over this, but this is not the reason they're breaking up.
It has to be more than that. If only because if this were strictly you're playing football or not playing football thing, you could work that out. It'd be like, hey, I'm going to play one more year, I swear to God, and then I'm done. And she'd say, okay, I'm not going to throw away my whole marriage.
It matters, yeah. If she really loved him, like she would let him play football, and if he really loved her, he probably wouldn't go play football. Like, if everything was, they would have figured it out, you know? They would have gotten counseling over it and figured something out. They don't have a great marriage, which is fine. I didn't either, you know? Like, and I hope they have as good a post-marriage as I have because we're great pals now, and I hope it works out for them. But there's no way. I mean, I see people joking about, you know, is it worth it to go back and play this year, blah, 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 and ruin your marriage? I continue to believe this is a symptom of a ruined marriage, but it is not the reason for the ruined marriage.
Right. If Tom Brady thought, my marriage is great and I'm going to lose my great marriage if I play football, he just wouldn't play football.
I think he wouldn't play football. Yeah. He wouldn't play football.
Or he would make it clear how important
it
is.
This is my last one. I promise, no matter what.
And then if she was really in it, you know what she'd say? Okay. We'll do this.
100%. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They couldn't imagine living without each other. They'd figure it out, you know? The truth of the matter is that they don't really like each other that much. It's been a long. How long they've been married now?
Look, I can look that up. A little
it's
while.
Been a while, you know.
It's been
the
a while.
Complacency has set in. You know,
like when Tom Brady looks at when Tom Brady looks at Giselle, he does
he
not see a supermodel
anymore. He just sees a woman.
He just sees this woman who gets on his nerves. And when Giselle looks at Tom Brady, when Giselle sees
what a
When Giselle sees Tom Brady, she does not see the goat. She just sees a guy who gets on her nerves.
That's 100% true. 100% true. There is no way that they see each other. Yes. So that's my view of this. Now, I will say that I think, like, divorce is no fun. I've said this before. Even if you have a reasonably smooth divorce, it's really jarring and dislocating to your life for years. It takes a while before you settle into the new pattern after your life. So I don't think this is going to enhance his football playing this year, you know, or whatever. Not that that's, you know, the most important thing, but I don't believe that. I think it's obviously personally tumultuous right now. You know, he's thinking about custody issues, and he's saying, like, all of that, if this report is true. So there's lots of things going on with both of them. But, yes, I don't think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers came between these two lovebirds.
And if you think about it, like, if you can get past it's Tom Brady and Giselle, like, they're not living – they're living reportedly separately now, but not, like, separately 5 miles from each other. They're living in different cities right now. And if you're Tom Brady, you got to be stressed about that. Like, am I going to have three children with two women all living in different cities than me? Like, that. I don't care how wealthy you are. That's not fun.
No, I mean, I've told the story before that it's kind of pathetic, but back when I was getting divorced, and this made me seem stalkerish now, the story didn't hold up that well.
No.
But I
let me be honest. It was weird in real time.
It was weird at the time. I would literally take my minivan and park in the driveway of the house that I lived in once so I could be close to my kids. And then I would set the alarm for like 6 a.m. I'd sleep in the minivan. I'd set the alarm for like 6 a.m. And would, so I got up and drove and left early. Now, she never, she didn't need a restraining order or anything. If she saw me out there, she would have said, what are you doing out here? You know, like what are you doing? You know, it wouldn't have been like, but, yeah, you want to be with your kids. You want to be with your kids. And he seems like, I mean, I have no idea. He seems like he's a devoted father. And so, yeah, it can't be easy for him. Now, of course, he's not probably with his, I don't know how much he was with his kids during football season anyway. But, no, it's hard. What they are each going through personally is hard, honestly. I don't know who's at fault or who's at whatever. Maybe there's no fault. Maybe they just, you know, marriage is hard. But yeah. Yeah, it can't be easy for either of them.
Yeah, because, like, he, at least in theory right now, is going to be living in Tampa. She's in Miami. And I think the other child with the other mother is maybe in L.A.
So, How old is that kid?
Like 15-ish.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, they got married in 2009. And Tom Brady and Giselle.
Okay.
In 2009. And they had a son born in 2009, a daughter born in 2012. And Brady's other son is a few years older than that, like born in 2006 or so. So, yeah, 15-ish, 16-ish, somewhere around there.
They don't see each other as a supermodel and the GOAT after 13 years. 100% not. No. Not at all.
No. All right. Let's talk about this, like, seriously from a sports perspective. Mm-hmm. While prefacing everything by saying, who knows? We'll see. but going through something like this on a personal level in such a high profile way has to impact your work. Like, I think anybody who has ever been in a relationship and then had that relationship deteriorate or fall completely apart, you know, it can take away from your work. There's just no getting around that.
Well, I heard Jeffrey today speculating that Jeffrey looks at everything from a gambling perspective. He's like, so should I fade Tom Brady now or should I, you know, and he was asking the question, well, could he be more focused? And I suppose there's a circumstance by which he's so miserable, he just pours himself into football. But I think the more likely thing is, you know, you're cranking up the lawyers now. They have questions. And then the other thing is, I'm just being honest. At this point, let's say he wants custody of the kids. He's got to prove he's a good dad. So then he's got the dad, you know, he's trying to be the dad 2 days a week or something to prove that he can, because the judges are going to be ruling on this at some point, if that's what's at stake here. So he's like, well, I got to have the kids in from Tampa every, you know, two nights a week or something. And then it's just Tom and the kids, which probably hasn't been much because she's been probably taking care of them. So I think it's going to be incredibly distracting for him.
Yeah.
I think this is the hardest year of Tom Brady's career.
Yeah, I would land on, it's going to be, yeah, you'll lose focus. You'll be stressed. I'd be drinking. I don't know if he is, but that's what I'd be doing. So I would assume it's going to be hard for him. Like, I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for everybody. I feel bad. Like, people,
there's plenty of money to go around. I
sure.
I think we can stipulate that, right? They got lots of help, I'm sure. And for people, you know, compared to a lot of other people going through divorce, probably not the worst circumstance, right?
Well, of course. I mean, there's people who literally can't afford to get divorced, right?
Yeah.
Like, they hate each other, but they can't get divorced. They don't.
Or divorce renders them destitute, because, you know, it really is. Like, it is not a great financial move to get divorced. You know, all of a sudden, you're paying for lawyers. You're trying to figure out how you can pay your own rent by yourself, as opposed to sharing rent with the person or whatever else. It's horrifically expensive, and yeah. So I, if you're going to be divorced, my recommendation is be married to Tom Brady or a supermodel. You know, right. And I think it'll go better for you. It'll be smoother. Yeah,
no question. If you're going to get single in your 40s, be wealthy, in shape, great looking. I mean, they got a lot of things going for them. I mean, like, you know, I'm certain life isn't over for either one of them, but I bet they're both, like, I always fall into this, and I'm never joking around. I mean, like, I bet they've both been sad a lot lately, and that sucks. Like, I do have it within myself to have empathy for people like that.
Money does not insulate you from feelings. No, it absolutely does not. By the way, speaking of money from insulating you from feelings, I haven't asked this before. See Jeff Bezos' wife, what's her name?
Mrs. Bezos.
Okay, the former Mrs. Bezos, right? Have you followed the story? They divorced. She got a boatload of money. Right. She got basically half the Bezos money. She then married a science teacher.
Oh, yeah, I know this. Yes, McKinsey.
Right. Yeah, McKinsey. McKinsey something, yeah.
McKinsey's
she married a science teacher, and then they were going to give this fortune away. And philanthropists, by the way, loved, I mean, the philanthropy folks, the people who she gave them to, loved it. Because they gave it with no strings attached. Like, they're just like, we believe in you. Here's the money. Go forth and spend it. And so it was just incredibly great. They're giving away all this money, and it's her and the science teacher. And they lasted 2 years, and then they got divorced. What happened there?
I just feel like if you're a science teacher and you marry McKinsey Scott, you got to stay in that forever, no matter what. Don't you think so?
Yes.
I do wonder, like, what like, you, it's like getting it's like getting a lottery ticket and losing it. Where the hell did I put that thing, you know? Like, what happened there? Do you think she divorced him because she realized, like, he's a science teacher?
Why did I
love science teachers.
I love science teachers, too.
I don't mean that. But, like, it could be a sports writer. She could have married a sports writer.
Same I mean, thing. She could have married Adam Levine with $50 billion.
I married Calkins. He's just a sports writer. What am I doing? So what was I thinking?
In fairness, you know, like, if you started dating McKinsey Scott, I would think that's weird.
Wait, why?
Because I just think if...
Of her,
yes.
Oh, yeah, okay, of her. Yeah, you think that's weird. Why is she dating? Yeah. You think you should date your own... in your own strata, and she's in a different strata.
Yeah, when you were worth
money, just because of money.
Yes, I think just because I think it is wild behavior to be the one of the wealthiest people in the world and just start dating your kid's science teacher. I think that's that's wild.
Okay, so who do you think divorced who? You think she divorced him?
I'm assuming it's got to be her, because if you're a science teacher, how do you divorce somebody who's worth $33 billion?
Maybe you just realized that you thought she was different than your average billionaire. It turns out she's the same. And you're disgusted by her, you know? Is that possible?
How much disgusting stuff?
I would like to know what happened. I mean, just from a pure interest perspective, I'd like to know what happened in that relationship.
I mean, think about this guy. He's a science teacher. I don't know what science teachers make, but I bet you at one point.
It's short of $33 billion. I'm quite
sure. Yeah, I just bet at some point in recent years, my man was making a car payment. You know? You know, I bet you within the past 4 years, my man was making a car payment. And then he married somebody worth $33 billion. And he screwed that up. That's wild behavior. The whole thing's wild.
Do you think he screwed it up? Or do you think he was just a science teacher and then she realized, like, I do think that she is, let's be honest, they've been traveling in very different circles, right?
Of course.
And so maybe
this dude puts on the science fair.
This dude
waits for second graders to show up and, like, connect a wire to a battery to create light.
Maybe it was just jarring for them. Each, their lifestyles were different. Maybe he missed the classroom. Maybe he missed bus duty. You know, it was probably Wednesday was his day to make sure the kids get in the buses safely.
Can you imagine?
Stand out in front of the school.
You go.
Can you imagine going back to bus duty and they're like, the other teacher's like, what are you doing here? You know? Boy, we thought you made it over the wall. You know?
Imagine you were married to somebody worth $33 billion and now you're standing outside a school at 6:50 getting kids out of a car.
Dreaming in Seattle and you're like, oh my God.
Those teachers, man, I finally did my little guy's teachers a favor. I had childproof locks on my back doors, and I just never took, I don't even know how I had them. I never took the time to figure out why or what to do about them. And so every morning I would pull up to let either Oliver or Lou out of school, and they can't just jump out of the car. They can't open the door. So if like it took like 2 weeks before the teachers would realize, oh, here comes the guy again with the whose doors don't open from the inside. So I would have to like either jump out.
You'd have to get out?
Yes, I'd get out multiple times, and then and they'd go, oh, I'm sorry, I could get that. And I was like, it's no big deal, and you know, I can get it, but like I'd rather not jump out of my car, you know, at the, in the middle of the school line. Nobody else is doing it, just me. And then I finally, over the weekend, I was like, it's got to be in the owner's manual how to fix this. And it could not have been easier. It was like, go to page 74, and then there's this little thing in the back. It's probably pointed up, point it down, you're good to go. But imagine now Mackenzie Scott's husband, ex-husband, estranged husband, is one of those people waiting to get my kids out of the car. He messed up. I think he messed up, and I'm all for
it. Love is hard. I think what we're learning here, GP, the lesson today is love is hard, you know?
Oh, man. I saw a joke. It was like, I don't know if it was Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle or – it was a black comedian. I know that much. And they were, Jeff Bezos was in the crowd somewhere, and they were like, man, Jeff Bezos, like, do you know how rich you got to be to go through a divorce and still be the richest man on the planet? Because that's what he did. That's what he did. What about, I just, this whole thing's just hard for me to make sense of. I, you know, maybe we do need to get a, I don't know, they can do a TMZ deep dive on what happened to Mackenzie Scott and the science teacher.
I don't know why there's not more curiosity about that, honestly. Like, we know, like, Bill Gates and his wife, right? Don't we know, like, something about that? Don't we believe he was, yeah, like, flying around with Jeffrey?
What, yeah, he's, you know? he was, and she has said, like, she's never said, yes, my ex-husband was with Jeffrey Epstein doing these awful criminal things.
Right.
But she has said,
we don't know he was doing criminal things, but yeah.
She has said that relationship bothered her. Like, she didn't know as much about it as she felt like she should have known. She learned things about this through, you know, media reports. And she has acknowledged publicly she was bothered by that. And then I think Bill Gates was, he's popping
around. Yeah, he was getting some on the side.
Yeah, I think he was, you know, I think he was.
I think we can surmise that, right?
Yeah.
He's hanging with Jeffrey Epstein. I think we can surmise. It wouldn't mean he's a pedophile, but it does mean he was.
But there's also like allegations about people who worked with the foundation and people who worked at, you know, in his companies. That like.
But the point is, we have lots of rampant speculation, as we should, about the end of that marriage. Why don't we have any about Mackenzie Scott, the science teacher?
Okay, I'm gonna get on.
Failure of American journalism, really.
Okay, I'll get on it tonight. I'll get on. I'll do a lot.
See what you can discover.
I'll do some deep dives on that tonight, and I'll see if I can discover something.
All right.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Bye bye. Big Bet Bennett.
Yep.
I'm all for true love. But if you happen to just look up one day, you're married to somebody worth $33 billion. Do you stick in it no matter what? Or is there a breaking point where you say, you know what, I'd rather just go back to producing the GP show?
I think I got to stick it out.
I think the lifestyle is so dramatically different when you are married to somebody worth $33 billion that you just stick that out.
Yeah, you have to. I think so.
I mean, money's not the most important thing. Let's be clear about that. But $33 billion?
I'm looking at the... I'm kind of trying to read up about this. Court documents did not confirm the presence of a prenup. That's a problem for him.
Problem for her.
That's what I mean. Problem from her, because he can go get some money.
Well, now we're talking. He could build his own science fair.
I got to think that Mackenzie Scott thought about this.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about why they split up. I would like to know why they split up. Does that matter? Why does that even matter? But it matters to me. I want to know.
I want to know who pulled the trigger on this thing and
yes.
why.
Yes. No, I'm not seeing anything. I don't think we have a reason.
What a wild world we're living in right now. Tom and Giselle McKenzie and the science teacher?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Everybody else good?
I think everybody else is good right now, but, you know, these things are ever-changing.
You never know which way it's going, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
We'll be back in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Patterson Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the tool out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get you out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too
so, Bennett, I went over to page6.com to see if I could get any details on the McKenzie Scott divorce and or the Tom Brady Giselle potential divorce. First thing I saw, you know what it is?
What's up?
There's a push for Pete Davidson to date Giselle.
Yeah, we knew this was coming. I mean,
I wouldn't put it past him.
I would not put it past Pete. I would not. I would say probably not a good idea. I mean, you were just in such a super high profile relationship, and it didn't work out. Like, man, I don't know, man.
Maybe give it another shot. Give it another shot. You know how? I mean, you could forever say I was in a relationship with the ex-wives of the GOAT quarterback and arguably the GOAT hip-hop star. That's something.
Yeah, yeah. I think Pete should probably avoid that. I do.
I say be respectful. I say be respectful. But maybe take a shot. What's the worst thing that could happen?
I'm sure he'll take a shot.
What's the best thing that could happen? Think about the worst thing that could happen and then think about the best thing that could happen and then focus on the best thing.
I don't know, man. Brady, I mean, you see how Brady gets on the field sometimes. Like, he's a hothead, dude.
Somebody tweeted, keep Pete Davidson away from Giselle at all costs unless you want to see Tom Brady win three more consecutive Super Bowls out of pure hatred.
That's the thing. He's going to take it all out on his opponents.
Tom Brady is a little bit of a hothead.
Yeah. He might try to fight Pete.
What if Kanye West and Tom Brady become teammates in the war against Pete Davidson? They become allies.
It wouldn't be the most unlikely alliance, if we're being honest.
They're already kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying.
They're already kind of cool.
Yeah, it wouldn't be that unfathomable.
If Tom Brady tweets skeet, it's over with.
Yeah, it's game over for Pete. He don't want that. He don't want to go down this route.
Uh-uh. That's the other thing. On one hand, you get Giselle and Kim Kardashian. You get to spend time with both of them. That's amazing. On the other hand, Tom Brady and Kanye West both hate your guts. That's rough, you know?
That's tough.
It must be difficult being Pete Davidson.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be. What about Mackenzie Scott? Did you hear anything?
Nothing. I got sidetracked.
Nothing there. We can't figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to figure it out tonight.
I don't know, dude. I don't think we know why this happened. She's keeping this one close to the vest.
I'm going to figure it out tonight. I got some free time tonight, all right?
Okay.
I got some free time tonight. So just let me get a shower.
Okay.
Get comfortable. And then I'll figure out what's going on.
Sounds good.
If I fall short of that, I'll just decide I know what's going on.
Okay.
I'll just decide I know. I'm going to reach a conclusion one way or the other.
Okay.
Start NFL Week 5 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It's America's number one sports book. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday in the Thursday night game. It should be interesting. Colts Broncos in Denver. It's a former Peyton team against a former Peyton team. You could play Russell Wilson over passing yards, Cortland Sutton over receiving yards, Broncos over. That's a same game parlay built for a Denver fan. You can play that same game parlay or build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Gary if you don't already have an account. And if you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you got. Make every moment more with FanDuel. It's the official sports betting partner of the NFL, Odyssey. And 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs and minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Here's another remarkable success story from QC Kinetics. This one from Chad, who hurt his knee at the gym one day, and it just kept on hurting for months.
From my high school football and wrestling days, I already had a little bit of damage in there, but this just sent it over the edge.
Chad tried traditional treatments with no improvement. When he turned to the non-surgical regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics.
It was really fascinating how they did their work, and the science behind it was very intriguing, and it works. Extracting the cure out of my own body blew my mind. It's like I'm brand new again. It was fantastic.
That's because the QC Kinetics natural biologic treatments use your body's own healing power to restore damaged tissue in your hips, shoulders, back, and knees, providing long-lasting relief.
Now I'm back at the gym. I'm 100% feeling great.
If you're tired of suffering with pain from arthritis or injury, call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's is offering some amazing specials for this month only. If you're considering upgrading your furnace before the cold weather comes, Choate's is offering $1,000 off a new Carrier furnace. If you don't need a new furnace, Choate's is now offering its Early Bird $60 furnace tune-up. This 22-point tune-up includes a free carbon monoxide test and heat exchanger inspection. And Choate's is your indoor air quality expert. For the best quality air for you and your family, it's recommended to have your air ducts cleaned every 8 years. This month only, Choate's will install a free UV light system when you get your air ducts cleaned, a $500 value. Call us at 347-8086. To take advantage of these amazing deals. So, turn to the experts with Choate's. And remember, let our family serve your family.
In a world where time is limited and convenience is a priority, it's important to have options for finding the information that matters to you. Find coverage your way with Health Markets Insurance Agency. Health Markets can help you find the insurance coverage you need whenever and however you want to shop for it. With more than 3,000 licensed insurance agents across the country, you can get the support you need face-to-face, virtually, or over the phone, and at no cost to you. Looking for a do-it-yourself convenience? Visit healthmarkets.com/value to take advantage of the one-stop shopping. Compare plans from hundreds of insurance companies. Get free quotes and apply 24/7. When you're ready to find the right insurance plan for you, Health Markets is ready to meet you where you are. Get started today. Visit healthmarkets.com/value or call 833-643-0096. That's 833-643-0096. Health Markets Insurance Agency, Inc. is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state. Sales agents may be compensated based on a consumer's enrollment in a health plan. No obligation to enroll.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management.
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Start NFL Week 5 off right with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. That is America's number one sports book. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night same-game parlay doesn't hit. And this Thursday night, it's Colts Broncos in Denver. You could play Russell Wilson, Cortland Sutton, Broncos over. That's the same-game parlay built for a Denver fan. You could play that one. You can build your own, or you can choose from one of the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to do it, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Just sign up with promo code Gary if you don't already have an account. That's Gary, G-A-R-Y. And if you already have FanDuel, you're all set. Just sign in to see what you got. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL Odyssey. And 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be at least 21 and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs and minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Marlins are underway down in Miami. The Braves have a runner on first in the top of the first with two outs. Travis d'Arnaud at the plate. Braves, of course, can secure the NL East title with a victory tonight or a Mets loss, either in game one against Washington, which the Mets are currently leading 4-2, or the second part of a doubleheader that is scheduled to start at 6:40 Central here in wet and dark and kind of cold New York City. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff. But in the first hour, we mostly focused on the Grizzlies. Had Drew Hill join me in that second segment after the Grizz beat Orlando last night comfortably to improve to 2-0 in the preseason. Obviously, the story was and always is Ja Morant. He was terrific, looked exactly the way you'd want him to look. But Santi Aldama continued to impress as a likely starter in the absence of Jaren Jackson Jr. He made shots last night, played well last night. That's two straight impressive performances in preseason games. And so we'll see if he can make it three straight later on this week when Miami visits FedEx Forum.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I think it's Yankees-Rangers down at Globe Life Field in Arlington, if only because Aaron Judge is still looking for his 62nd home run. I think we just all assumed he was going to get it. He's got two games left.
Yeah, man. It's not It's not looking great. I'd be nervous if I was a Yankees fan.
I mean, he's got two games left to do it, tonight and tomorrow afternoon. So it's Gerrit Cole tonight on the mound for the Yankees. That's why they are minus 205. Texas is plus 170. The total 7.5. How you playing this one?
Let's go Yankees.
Yeah, like I want to see Aaron Judge get to 62.
Yeah, he'll hit a home run tonight, and they'll win.
All right, sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, I think so.
We'll see.
What should I watch on TV?
Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in the 2022 Hip Hop Awards?
Possibly. What channel are these on?
BET, 8 o'clock.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah, so do they still do the BET Awards? The two different award shows that BET puts on?
I think this is the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll flip it on.
Okay, hosted by Fat Joe with performances from French Montana, Pusha T, and Memphis's own Glorilla.
How about that? New Grizzlies hype video star.
You know, she's nominated for Song of the Year.
That's pretty awesome.
What if Glorilla gets Song of the Year?
I'm rooting for her.
You want to hear her competition?
Yes. Let's hear it. Okay, here we go. We'll decide the winner.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Big Bet Bennett gets to decide the BET Awards.
Yep.
this is perfect. Okay, her competition. Let me see. Song of the Year. Her competition is Jack Harlow. First Class.
No.
You don't like Jack Harlow, First Class.
You watch, that'll win.
Cardi B, Kanye West, and Lil Durk with Hot S.
I mean, good song, but like it wasn't, I just don't know, Song of the Year. It wasn't big enough.
Kodak Black, Super Gremlin.
Okay.
Future, Wait For You.
Okay.
Drake, Way Too Sexy. She might win that.
She could win that category. She definitely could. I think that First Class is going to be the big competition there. I hope she gets it, man. I'm so sick of Jack Harlow.
Hip-hop album of the year. The nominees are Drake, Certified Lover Boy, Kanye West, Donda, Future, I Never Liked You, Pusha T, It's Almost Dry, Nas, King's Disease 2, and Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. Who wins that one?
What was the one before Kendrick Lamar?
Nas. Nas is not winning.
No, Nas is not winning.
That's Drake.
Like a legacy award.
It'll be Drake or Kendrick. It'll be Drake or Kendrick. Maybe Pusha T.
I'd say Drake probably gets that.
It's probably Drake. Anyway, that's tonight, 8 o'clock on BET.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, over at CBSSports.com, the baseball staff has announced its regular season awards. AL MVP, Aaron Judge, NL MVP, St. Louis's Paul Goldschmidt. If you haven't checked that out, go look at it. It's at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, first thing first, I'm going to figure out this Mackenzie Scott science teacher thing.
Yeah. I need to get to the bottom of that. I want to find out what happened there because, I mean, he made a mistake.
I'm going to find out what happened, or I'm going to make up what happened.
Yeah.
But either way, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to have a story.
Okay, good.
I'm either going to find out what happened, or I'm going to make up what happened.
Okay.
Either one will be fun to talk about. Just because it's a billionaire and a science teacher.
Yep.
They should have made a reality show out of that.
I know, man.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, we just didn't get enough details from that whole thing.
Missed opportunity. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Football season is here, and James Davis has loaded up with five-pocket performance stretch and cotton stretch pants for you to wear to those tailgates. They've also got sports shirts plus a big selection of quarter zips to help you look your best for the games when the nights get cool, and stance shirts for the perfect custom fit. also remain available. It literally takes seconds to get measured. Then the folks at James Davis punch the measurements into a computer, and it spits out the name of one of 99 shirts inside the store. You grab that shirt, put it on, and what you're going to realize quickly is that the shirt looks like it was made specifically for you. Then you pick the fabric, the pattern, and the shirt will be made specifically for you. It'll be ready in 2 weeks. You cannot beat it. And understand that Stant custom pants are available at James Davis as well. You need a new suit. Those Paul McTinley suits are still priced two for $895. Get a black one, get a blue one, then you'll be good to go. Simply put, we are lucky to have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, and it's time for you to stop by. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, online, jamesdavismemphis.com.
43%. That's how much of the average home's utilities are spent on heating and cooling. Is your system over 10 years old? Is your energy usage going up? Do you have temperature or humidity issues? If you said yes to any of these, it's time to consider a new home comfort system from Landmark Heating and Air. With product shortages and price increases forecasted to continue into next year, a planned replacement has never been more important. Schedule your no-cost consultation with Landmark Heating and Air today at 901-365-4260.
Fall is here. Football is back. Basketball just right around the corner. Lots of stuff going on. And if you are the type of person who likes to enjoy a drink while you're watching games or just hanging out with friends, allow me, Gary Parrish, to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You like flavored vodkas? New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And don't forget about the New Amsterdam Vodka Wild Card cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch in a can, ready to go soon as you pop that top. You can find them in your local liquor stores. Please, next time you're in a bar or a restaurant, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
You've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Siddiqui and his staff at the Smile Center, but here's the thing. Even if you don't have insurance, they have a membership plan at the Smile Center, in-office insurance plan for patients that do not have dental insurance. If you want whiter teeth, you can now have a white, dazzling Hollywood smile with Zoom in-office whitening. You can have a white smile in less than 2 hours. Go see Dr. Mehdi and his clinical staff. They've all been vaccinated. 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Phone number is 309-1333. SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Fall is here. Football is back. Basketball just right around the corner. Lots of stuff going on. And if you are the type of person who likes to enjoy a drink while you're watching games or just hanging out with friends, allow me, Gary Parrish, to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You like flavored vodkas? New Amsterdam offers a variety: watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut, passion fruit. And don't forget about the New Amsterdam Vodka Wild Card cans. They're terrific. Hard lemonade, hard tea, hard punch in a can, ready to go soon as you pop that top. You can find them in your local liquor stores. Please, next time you're in a bar or a restaurant, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Time for The Six Show with the best from today on...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.